Have you ever sat down with a friend and said, I know that God says that, but I really don't think God wants you to be unhappy. I don't really think that God wants you to endure this. I think it's too much for him to expect. I would advise you. And then they advised you, or you advised them, to go against the word of God. Do you know what you did? You got them to trust in a lie, and you led them into rebellion. Pray that you have been with me all week. What we are studying is so absolutely critical. And it's critical because we live in a world of vast information. And much of that information is anti-God. Much of that information is anti-Bible. They just don't think of the way God presents himself in the Word of God. They think of God as a namby-pamby God, a God who loves everyone, a God who would never put anyone to death, certainly wouldn't cause a sword, a war, a famine, a pestilence. And so what we do is we sit as God and give counsel to others. And when those people listen to us, they trust in a lie, and you and I have counseled rebellion. And the question is, how does God feel about that? Well, that's what we're going to see in Jeremiah chapter 28 as we pick up on Hananiah. Now, remember, Hananiah is the prophet that has shown up in the same year of Jeremiah chapter 27. It's the fourth year of the reign of Zedekiah. Zedekiah is going to be the last king of Judah. He is going to be the king that takes them into captivity, so to speak, because he does not listen to God. Jeremiah in chapter 27 has spoken and given God's message to the messengers from the surrounding countries. He has spoken to the king. He has spoken to the priests and the people. Now Hananiah shows up, and Hananiah has said, as we have already seen, that listen, in 2 years, all the vessels that have been taken into captivity in 597 are coming back here. And not only that, but Jeconiah, your king, is coming back here. Jeconiah only served for 3 months, and then he was taken into captivity. He's coming back. Another name for Jeconiah is Coniah. And they're saying he is coming back. And then they're saying, and all the exiles are coming back. They're only going to be in Babylon 2 more years, and they are coming home. What does Jeremiah think about this? Because Hananiah is standing there talking to the priests and the people that Jeremiah just spoke to. And Jeremiah just told them, hey, the vessels are not coming back. As a matter of fact, the vessels that are left here in the temple, are going to Babylon, and they're going to be there until the day that God visits them. So let's open our Bibles and let's look at Jeremiah chapter 28. And I just want to thank you for studying with us. I want to thank you for getting the study guides. I want to thank you for communicating with me. When you go online and leave me a message, it delights my heart. And I take those messages, they're printed out for me, and I take them and I pile up in bed or I sit someplace and have a cup of coffee and I read what you're saying. And it means so much to me. And I want to thank you for supporting this ministry. And I want you to know that we need your support. Producing this program is very very expensive. You wouldn't believe the crew and the equipment and the time and everything that it takes. And then broadcasting it. And it's only through your gifts to us and to the stations that you're hearing us on that enable us to continue. Thank you for supporting us. If ever we needed truth, it was now. Well, Jeremiah chapter 28. Hananiah says all this, and then verse 5. Then the prophet Jeremiah spoke to the prophet Hananiah in the presence of the priests and in the presence of all the people who were standing in the house of the Lord. So all of this is taking place on the Temple Mount. When you look at a picture of Jerusalem and you see the golden dome shining on that Temple Mount, you've got to know that before it was ever there, there was a glorious temple that was built by Solomon. And this is the temple that they are worshiping in. If you've gotten your inductive study Bible, if you haven't, this is a true study Bible. Doesn't tell you what to believe. It's not a commentary on the text, but it teaches you how to discover truth for yourself, book by book, chapter by chapter, as you move through the Word of God. At the front of that, you're going to see this beautiful picture of the temple that is going to be destroyed. All right, now, it says, and the prophet Jeremiah said, amen. Hananiah just said, hey, they're coming back in 2 years. Everybody's coming back. The vessels are coming back. And the prophet Jeremiah said, amen. May the Lord do so. May the Lord confirm your words which you have prophesied to bring back the vessels of the house of the Lord's house and all the exiles of Babylon from this place. What is he saying? He's saying this, you know, it would be nice if it happened. It would really be nice if it happened. But you've got to know that it's not going to happen, and he's going to tell them that. But he said it would be nice if it would happen. You see, many, many times when you have to speak up for God, when I went on YouTube in 2009 on 2 days after 9/11 and the celebration, and I had been at the courthouse in Chattanooga, Tennessee, and I'd been one of the people there that participated in that program, and I was called to bring a call to prayer to explain the situation. I came back here after I brought it, and we cut a 6-minute version of it. We put it on YouTube, and in 3 days, we had over 20,000 people watching it. And the average was that they watched it all the way, if not quite the 6 minutes, all the way, all the way. We got it by that time, 3 days later, we had gotten 400 responses. Of course, some are favorable, some are not. Some are calling you an idiot, a fool, and worse. Some of them had to be deleted because of the vocabulary on that. But they heard. They heard what God had to say. And what Jeremiah is saying is, I wish that were true. Amen. May it be so. And you know what? When I brought the message, I wish I hadn't had to bring that kind of a message. I wish I hadn't had to bring us face to face with our sin and with the judgment of God and where America is. I would have loved to have had it different. But am I to speak truth? Am I to speak the word of God? Or am I to tickle your ears? Am I to give you what you dream of hearing, what you want to hear? And so Jeremiah turns and he says, yet hear now this word, which I am about to speak in your hearing and in the hearing of all the people. Yes, that would be wonderful, but listen to this word. The prophets who were before me and before you from ancient times prophesied against many lands and against kingdoms of war and calamity and pestilence. I'm not the first prophet to do this. He's saying from ancient times they have prophesied this. From ancient times, you can go back to the Torah, the first five books of the Bible, and you can look at what God wrote through Moses in Leviticus chapter 26, and you will see what is going to come to pass, already prophesied in Leviticus 26. When God says, I'm going to punish you seven times for your sins, seven times. You wish you didn't have to say it, but you have to say it seven times. You can see it in Deuteronomy chapter 28 and 29 and 30, where he gives the blessings and he gives the cursings, and I've set before you life and death. You choose. How do you choose? You choose by listening to God so as to obey God. And anyone that comes along and tells you different is going to cause rebellion in your life because you trusted in a lie. And so this is what Jeremiah goes on to say in verse 9. The prophet who prophesies peace, when the word of the prophet comes to pass, then that prophet will be known as the one whom God has truly sent. Now, in the book of Deuteronomy, in the 18th chapter, he tells them how you know a true prophet. A true prophet always speaks what God says, and it comes to pass. In Deuteronomy 13, he talks about prophets that come along and they're doing signs and they're doing wonders and the people are believing him, but through his signs and wonders, he's leading them away from God. He's leading them into rebellion against God. Those are prophets, but they're wrong prophets. And the way that you spot them is you spot a prophet because what he says has to come to pass. You spot a prophet because he's not going to lead you away from the Lord. He's going to lead you to the Lord. He's not going to cause you to disobey the word. He's going to cause you to obey God. So the signs and wonders aren't necessarily of identifying him or his credentials for being a true prophet. Also, a true prophet has to line up, as you see here, with all the other prophets, because God has one message throughout the Word of God. The Word of God does not contradict itself. So this is why this program is so important. This is why we're teaching you how to study the Bible, so that you can discover truth for yourself, so that you don't trust in a lie, so that somebody doesn't preach rebellion to you and you follow that path and you end up like Hananiah ends up. You say, how does Hananiah end up? We're going to see that in just a minute. Just know, beloved, it is vital that you know the whole counsel of God. There's a conflict going on in Jeremiah chapter 28, isn't it? It's a conflict between truth and a lie. It's a contest, but it really isn't a contest because lies always end up in a death of some sort. They do not bring life, and they do not bring life because you have to understand who is the source of all lies. And we're going to look at that. But let's return to Jeremiah chapter 28. And Jeremiah has just reminded Hananiah that, okay, I hope this does happen. May the exiles come back. But know this, God has already spoken through these prophets. And he has spoken about sword. He has spoken about war. He has spoken about calamity. He has spoken about pestilence. Just know that. So you're coming along and you're changing the whole scenario of everything that God has said. It's important for you and me, precious ones, to know what God says, to know the whole counsel of God. When Paul met with the elders from Ephesus, and it's in Acts 20, and Paul was going to go to Jerusalem, and he knew he would be arrested. And the elders from Ephesus came down to Miletus, and he met with them. He said, I have not shrunk back from declaring to you the whole counsel of God, because I know that after my departure, grievous wolves are going to come in and from among you, and they are going to seek to destroy the flock. You've got to know the whole counsel of God. That's why you've got to move through the Bible book by book. Now watch what happens. Then Hananiah, the prophet, took the yoke from the neck of Jeremiah and he broke it. And Hananiah spoke in the presence of the people saying, thus says the Lord, even so, I will break within 2 full years the yoke of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, from the neck of all nations. Now listen, Nebuchadnezzar knows he's going to rule. Jeremiah knows Nebuchadnezzar's going to rule. But Hananiah hasn't paid attention to anything that has gone on. If he had stopped and looked, he would have known, hey, Babylon, that's who God's talking about in Deuteronomy 28. That's the nation that's going to come against these people. Hey, he's here. But instead, he's breaking the yoke, very big drama. And he does this. And he says, thus, even I will break within 2 full years the yoke of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, from the neck of all nations. Jeremiah just turned around and he went his way. I admire the man. He didn't argue. He didn't debate. He didn't say anything. And I think the reason he didn't was he didn't know exactly, listen carefully, exactly what God wanted him to say. So what does Jeremiah do? Jeremiah goes home. He goes back. And then God speaks to Jeremiah. The word of the Lord, verse 12, came to Jeremiah after Hananiah the prophet had broken the yoke from the neck of the prophet Jeremiah, saying, go and speak to Hananiah, saying, thus says the Lord, you have broken yokes of wood, but you have made instead yokes of iron. In other words, you have just made it worse for these people. For thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, I have put a yoke of iron on the neck of all these nations, that they may serve Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and they will serve him. I have also given him, Nebuchadnezzar, the beasts of the field. Then Jeremiah the prophet said to Hananiah the prophet, listen now, Hananiah, the Lord has not sent you, and you have made this people trust in a lie. You, through your false counsel, through your false prophecy, have made this people trust in a lie. He says, therefore, thus says the Lord, behold, I am going to remove you from the face of this earth. This year, you are going to die because you, now catch this, have counseled rebellion before the Lord. You have counseled rebellion, against the Lord. So Hananiah the prophet died in the same year, in the 7th month. Now it tells you that the chapter and the encounter happens in the fourth year of Zedekiah in the fifth month. This one says, look at it and you'll see it and you need to mark it in the seventh month. 2 months later, Hananiah is dead. Because what did he do? He counseled rebellion. He counseled rebellion. He made the people trust in a lie. It was something that they wanted to hear. It's something that they chose to believe, but it was wrong. You know what? You get on YouTube. That was my first experience on YouTube. And you get on there and you make yourself very vulnerable. And you find out that there are a lot of people that really hate God, that do not want to hear truth. And you know what it does? It doesn't make you angry. It makes you sad. It breaks your heart. Because you know that those people have trusted a lie. And in believing that lie, they are in rebellion against God. Precious one, when you and I seek to divert someone from the Word of God or obedience to the Word of God, we are counseling rebellion against God. Because rebellion is not listening to God. It is not believing God. It is not obeying God. We cause them to trust a lie. Now, do you know John 8:44? Jesus turns around and he looks at the religious leaders of the day who hate him, who want to kill him, who are fellow Jews. And he says, you are of your father, the devil, and you want to do the works of your father. Your father was a murderer from the beginning, and he abides not in the truth. He is a liar, and he is the father of lies. All those people that don't believe the Word of God are under the domain of Satan, who is a liar and who is going to murder them because he counsels rebellion against God. Think Genesis chapter 3. When the serpent comes into the garden and God has told Eve not to, and Adam, don't eat of the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. In the day you eat of it, you will surely die. The serpent comes into the garden. His first words are, yea, has God said. The woman answers him, says, God said we're going to die. And he says, you're not going to die. So it's a direct opposite to what God said. And then he accuses God. God knows that the day that you eat of the fruit of that tree, you will be like God. You will know good and evil. You don't need anyone telling you good and evil. And all those people out there that don't believe the Word of God, precious ones, have rebelled against God. They have bought a lie and they think they can judge good from evil. So they call evil good and good evil. And do you know where it leads to? Rebellion against God is sin, and the wages of sin is death. The only way they can be rescued is through Jesus Christ. Go out there and tell them, but tell them with love.
Do you love Kay Arthur's teaching? Would you like to get up to speed on all of Precept Ministries' news and events? Join us on Facebook by visiting precept.org/Facebook. Receive daily biblical encouragement, special messages from Kay, updates on new products, event announcements, and get connected with others seeking the truth from God's Word.
See you on Facebook.
We are on the air because of friends who give generously to this ministry. Our financial partners at every level provide the faithful, ongoing support we need to touch thousands of lives every single day. To partner with us, visit preceptsforlife.com today. Your much-needed gift will help us reach the world with the Word of God.
And what is our precept for life today, beloved? It is be prepared. Just know this, that when you step out in society, when you go into the marketplace where people are dialoguing and talking about all sorts of things, and you present the truth, you can expect to be hated. You can be expect to be vilified. You can expect to get all sorts of bombardment of all sorts of accusations, hatred, vileness, all sorts of things coming at you. But just know this, that Jesus received this too. Jesus received this. You're not greater than your master. He was the one that stepped into a dark world. He was the light of life. He is the one that held forth the word of God in the midst of his generation. And he calls us to do the same, to hold forth the word of life in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation. You've got to know that when you step out there, you are going against those whose father is the devil. But many of them are being held in bondage. Many of them are going to come to know Jesus Christ. So you and I are to step out there in the marketplace of truth, and we are to offer the word of God. We don't come down to their level. We don't talk like they talk. We don't get angry, because we remember that they have trusted a lie. And only Jesus can set them free. Jesus said, I'm the way, I'm the truth, and I'm the life. And no one comes to the Father except by me. He tells us to go into all the world, even as Jeremiah brought the message to the nations, to Ammon and Moab and Edom and Tyre and Sidon. So we are to bring the message to the nations. Jesus commanded us to go and to preach the gospel to all the nations. And he assured us that he would put his spirit within us and that he would be with us. We are to go to the ends of the earth. But as you go, know this, there is going to be opposition, and it is not going to be easy, but you're on the side of truth, and truth always wins. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and he came to set us free.
Thank you for watching today. To download your free copy of the study guide or to find out more about Precept Ministries International, click on our website or call us today at 1-800-763-1990. Join us for our next program as Kay shares more Precepts for Life.